When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Dakota, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shout of the day that's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shamble. We're going to be stuck in weekend traffic all weekend, so it's a traffic-inspired Bad Choice Friday. Yay.
Yeah.
So since there'll be a traffic jam, we offer you Technotronics Pump Up the Jam.
Just your booty.
Yeah.
Just the booty.
Get it out there. Get it moving.
Technotronic taking on Gary Numan on a Bad Choice Friday.
This song on loop could drive you insane, though.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Vote now if you follow us on Exit to Men's Room Live. Will it be Gary Numan and Cars or Technotronic Pump Up the Jam? First time in my life I've ever heard Ted Smith say, it's unusually tight.
There has been 100 votes, Miles, and it is 50-50.
Really? 50-50. Yes, yeah, the first time he's ever said that.
God, damn. Boy, it's a Friday.
Look at it.
It's funny, but damn.
Damn.
Happy Chinooka.
Yeah. Ted versus the FCC coming up, but first time for a few emails in the men's room at KISW.com.
Oh.
A couple on our question, useful or not.
Yeah.
Guys, for purposes of this email, please do not disclose my name. I want to tell you guys I love your show, been listening to it off and on for many years.
Don't say my name.
And congratulations on 2 decades. So, as long as I can remember, I've been able to crack my lower junk downstairs. That is a true story.
Crack?
Like crack your knuckles?
When I did it one time for my fiance, she did not believe me. It kind of freaked her out. I did it one time many years ago, and I actually fractured my lower junk.
Oh.
Which went black and blue.
Why does he keep saying lower junk?
And
you
had
just
to
say
have
junk?
My surgery.
Right, you got two?
He might have two penises.
He said he had to have surgery to correct it. Yes, I can still perform in the bedroom without any issues. Doctors were surprised.
But wait a minute. That doesn't count. He's not doing this successfully if he keeps cracking
it.
Well,
yeah, that time.
Well, no, I mean, there was a point in time that he could crack his penis.
Well, the one time he fractured it, I think now he can just crack it, which tells me that he did that during self-time. He figured that out.
Yes.
Gentlemen, my useless talent, or as I refer to it as my useless superpower, is that I can activate nearly any voicemail system's menu while leaving a voicemail for someone. It's actually really annoying, and I haven't figured out how to use it for good or for evil, but I am also a wealth of useless musical knowledge, especially rock from the 80s and 90s. Oh, thanks and happy positive Friday. That from the Mistress of Booze.
She's not kidding about her 80s and 90s musical knowledge and how useless it is.
Guys, I can hula hoop from my hands raised above my head all the way down to my ankles and then back up again.
Damn.
As we get into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Macholos, can I get a shout out for my son, Colt Dean? Loves the show. I'm sure he'd love to hear the men's room guys wish him a happy birthday. Every time we get into the truck, he always asks if the men's room is on and if it's live. Awesome son, great big brother to his siblings. He got to go on a private helicopter flight.
Oh.
First thing this morning with my boss, Justin.
Oh.
Thought that this maybe would top off his birthday. So today he is 10 years old. So can we get a couple farts, a drop the beat, and Coach Ted amping him up for Little League Fall Baseball. That from the best dad, Brad, and the most awesome mom, Tricia. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
This is so wet.
Drop the beat.
All right, Colt. First of all, happy birthday. Happy 10. Double digits. You're getting up there. All right, fall ball this season, or maybe baseball season runs in the fall. When you hear Coach's voice, why don't you go in your room, grab your hat right now, and the brim underneath the brim of that hat, you're going to put head down, stay low, all right? That's how we're going to field this ball, all right? We got to see that going into the glove. Now, if you play outfield, remember, first step is always back. Up at plate, Keep that elbow out there. Squash that bug. Keep that front shoulder in there, all right? You might have to wear one. I know Jimmy over there is trying curveballs. That's fine. Take your pick.
Holy you people, today marks the 13th birthday of my daughter, Nalia, pronounced Pookie. Could she get a fish sandwich medley and Pookie. You all talking all over yourselves about talking all over Pookie. Yourself? Thank you guys for all you do. That from the Ginger Mexican JC Kentucky chapter.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
I have a fish sandwich.
Okay.
Pookie,
what you doing?
Or a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Pookie, the fish sandwich.
Are you sure? Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. Pookie.
At
noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Talking over each other about been listening for years now. Love the show. I'll be turning 25 on Saturday.
Ooh.
Oh, really? Yeah, we don't do that.
I'll make you a balloon animal.
Stop by the Men's Room World Tour tomorrow at the Tracy Dunn Movie House in Bremerton, and we'll sing it for you there.
There you go.
2:05, absolutely free. We'll get up on stage and give you a birthday song.
Hooray.
Guys, because it's actually your birthday.
Yeah.
Guys, wishing a happy 31st birthday to my buddy Blake. Can he get Coke Ted and Aussie Ted discussing what to do if you trust to fart and lose in the CVS? And the captain talking about his time with Wilma Flintstone, mistaking hand sanitizer for lube. Maybe an old man screamed to cap it off. That from Sean and his side biscuit, Nikki.
Coke Ted, just remember, we are on the live airwaves. FCC's coming up next, buddy.
All right, yeah, we gambled and lost, but apparently we're in a store or whatever. I don't know. You know what I do? I jump over the counter, punch him in the face, steal some underwear, steal some clothes to get out of there.
Hey, Ted here from Melbourne. First of all, it's very hard to get coke down here, so I don't know what he's talking about. But just be nice to the lady, ask her for some proper towels, and, you know, maybe hit Mackey's on the way home.
That guy's just a loser, man. I've been to Australia, and I have done coke there, and it was awesome. I swear with a chart.
Ooh. Hey, down here, we call him human meat. That boy's down. He's going to get eaten by a shark. I saw him over at Sydney Harbor, right in front of the Opera House.
Captain.
Hey, yeah.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Shout out to my boy, Coke Ted.
My man.
I love you, Captain.
I don't know what you're doing Sunday. I hope you got the invite. As far as Wilma Flintstone and the hand sanitizer and the lube thing, I don't know how this rumor got out there. It wasn't a mistake. Wilma says she likes to feel the burn. Good burn.
Hello, guys. I'm 37 today and starting to feel it. How about some turtles having sex, the captain discussing what really happened with the Keebler elves, and some dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Thanks for the RSVP, Coke 10. The quick response, it's appreciated. And Jemima says hello. Yes. As far as what happened to the Keebler elves, believe it or not, they were murdered by Snap, Crackle, and Papa Bueno. Grunge Bears.
Dad joke Friday. Guys, what is the most popular song played at orgies? The most popular song played at orgies.
Come together.
Stuck in the middle with you.
All of these work. The correct answer is You've Got a Friend in Me.
I was going to say Blue Monday.
No, no, no. Computer stuff. I made a website for orphans.
Oh, yeah?
No homepage.
Oh, well.
God.
If a homeless kid goes to school, does he get homework?
Miles.
Guys, do not buy a Dyson ball vacuum.
What?
Don't ask me. I told the nurse I was bitten by a wolf.
Oh, yeah?
She said, where? I said, no gray.
It's a werewolf joke.
Yeah, I like that.
And one for you, Ted. because I know you've been talking about this for a while. Did you guys know that Coldplay hasn't released any new songs in a while?
No.
No.
But they put out two singles yesterday.
Yes.
All right, all that.
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
All right. Oh, good morning. Today is my husband Chris's 43rd birthday. Happy birthday, my love. It would be cool to get a big old birthday shout-out from the Dirty Germans and the captain, plus some advice on maintaining a dad bod and the important middle-aged man stuff from Coach Ted. Thanks, guys. He absolutely loves listening to the men's room. That from the lovely Jessica.
Yeah, I understand that you have a dad bod. That happens to be my favorite kind. It's like a marshmallow with an anus.
Yeah, the good thing is the women, they like it now. So, have fun with some marshmallow man.
Getting all jet puffed.
Well, ahoy there.
Do you know the jet puff guy?
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Yeah.
It's funny you bring this up because Lucky from Lucky Charms.
Oh, no.
Is introducing a new marshmallow shape. Horseshoes and moons and stars and anuses.
little starfish.
Oh, come on, Lucky, no.
Crunch bears.
All right, you want to maintain that dad bod? It's pretty simple. That's what a lot of people are doing, all right? Monday through Friday, eat like a good person. And Saturday, Sunday is where we're going to thrive, Marty. Want to interject about 12 beers a day, maybe some pizza Saturday night. Maybe it's Saturday night you want some effing Chinese. A bosh.
And finally, all the guys, it's my crazy mom's 67th trip around the sun. I'd like to ask if you would play your favorite fish sandwich medley. Some green beans. And the Dirty German's giving her suggestions for the next birthday tattoo. It's kind of come a tradition. She started when she turned 50. Thanks, guys. That from Marianne.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
Fish sandwich.
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Fish sandwich.
You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe are some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Oops. Yeah, I think for your next birthday tattoo, you should get the tattoo of a bullseye on your chin.
Yeah, I think you should get just two hands interlocking and then just two words. Coldplay.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
All right, Twyla squats to twirl her taut, curly locks. Twirly, curly, taut locks got on Twyla's top. So twirling Twyla fought and unlocked taut, curly locks.
Three times fast.
Twyla squats to twirl her
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I thought I won.
Yeah, you won last
time. I'm sorry. Hang on. That was
we just wanted to relive that glorious moment.
Yeah, I can find it.
It is fun.
I just wanted to, you know.
Actually, I talked to Taryn Daly today, and she goes, did you say the F word the other day? Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
My wife, as soon as I got in the car, she's like, what did Ted say? Got him dumped.
All right, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Man, what a party, dude.
I know.
We didn't even know them. We're just walking through a neighborhood. Walked in. Crazy.
And they weren't even throwing a party until we got there.
Yeah.
I know. I saw you guys last night.
Yeah. Great times.
The couple was like 89 years old.
Yeah.
Like, why are you at our table? Either way, though, we came in this morning.
Where else are we supposed to play poker? Come on.
It was an email, Ted versus the FCC submission. So all the great tongue twisters we came up with last night, null and void, at least for this week.
We'll have to tell Agnes. She really contributed.
But this one comes from a listener named Zach. It is short and sweet and to the point. And it goes something like this. The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, go. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is one time through, then three times fast.
You got this, man.
I do. Wow. Hot off the presses. The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, go.
Three times fast.
The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, to go.
One.
The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts.
Oh, that was no. Yeah.
So I apologize to everybody. That one was a little herky jerky.
It's all right. It's all right. Hey, you did your best.
We'll try it again next week.
That's all that really matters.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A hiking trail in New York has been shut down due to an unusual behavior by local moose population.
What's the unusual behavior?
I don't know.
Are they being aggressive? I mean, like,
yes.
What is unusual? Juggling?
Very territorial.
Yeah. Which moose are not known for being very nice creatures. So,
that was my thought.
Right? It's like, yeah. I avoid moose at all costs.
But. Yeah.
So
I guess these are even more aggressive than the averagely aggressive.
And maybe
moose.
They're going out looking for trouble. That's what it is. Like moose won't walk away from a fight. They will definitely charge into it. However, I wonder if these ones aren't like
looking for something.
That's right.
All right.
Who can I mess up as a moose?
Moose gangs.
Moose are freaky, dude, and they're giant.
They are.
They are shockingly big. You know,
little spindly legs.
Jesus. There's a mystery illness infecting a Royal Caribbean cruise, causing vomiting in several passengers.
And they don't know what it is.
They have no idea.
Isn't it the same one they always get?
Norovirus?
Yeah.
That's usually diarrhea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't the poop cruise all over again. This is the
vomit cruise.
Unswallowing cruise.
Yes, unswallowing. Yeah. Great unswallowing.
As my brother and I like to say, a reversal of fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. A reversal of fortune.
Yeah.
There's a theory going around that our universe is the interior of a black hole.
That'd be cool.
I mean,
I got the universe on the backside.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we only know. We know what we know.
Right.
We don't know what we don't know.
I mean, honestly, we could be electrons.
Right. We could be
one
cell.
Giant human's leg. We have no idea.
Yeah,
no.
I've wondered that.
I think about it sometimes.
Yeah. It could be anything. That's the thing. We just know what we know, but yeah.
We could be our own quantum burst, man.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
No, it wouldn't be cool. Why? That'd be wild, man.
Well, yeah.
This could be hell.
It could. I'd wonder that too. Like, are we in purgatory?
Right? Like, maybe we don't know. It's like, what the hell did I do in that last life?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're living in hell.
Right. Oh, no, this is it. Wouldn't that suck? That, you know, we have this image of hell as fire and brimstone and being prodded by demons and whatnot, and you know, you're burning and it sucks. What if this is it? Like, no, hell is just a 9-to-5.
Yeah. You pay taxes.
With the corrupt people right. Owning everything and controlling everything. And,
You're all humans, but we're going to figure out ways to make you guys hate each other.
That's right. We're going to poison your food supply so you're constantly sick. We're going to make profits off of your illnesses so that we continue to do that.
Yeah, and maybe heaven's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know what mine is?
What is yours?
Every day is a Saturday in the fall. There's big games on.
Starts it with a PSL and finishes it with a Miller Lite at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Heaven. It's every Saturday. And it's also warm enough to go swimming, but chilly at night. Watches game day in a blanket.
Right.
Lee Corso hasn't aged a day in my heaven.
Saban's still out there killing it.
Right? There's baseball playoffs.
It's all at the same time.
All at the same
time. Super Bowl Sunday, baseball playoff.
Maryland's making a run at the national title.
No. No. The Seahawks win every game.
Maybe crockpot food.
Crockpot food.
That's another great day. I wake up every day and I don't know. I'm just like, oh, game day. Right.
I've got 6 TVs in my room and they've all got a different sport on. There's the F1 race.
Right. And they all line up perfectly. That's so I can watch all of them.
That's right. He's got Shane Gillis on his couch next to him.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Welcome to heaven. Ted's heaven.
Ted's heaven.
Ted's heaven. He just rolls in with that
That's
tractor,
a TV show I'd watch.
That Bud Light tractor full of all those ice chests. Come on, buddy. A new study is finding some success with combining kitchen bacteria and stevia as a good option to fight pancreatic cancer.
Whatever works.
What's
kitchen
stevia?
Bacteria.
Yeah. It's a sweetener?
Oh, that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
You combine the two. The countertop goo in that somehow saves your life.
Yeah, fights pancreatic cancer.
I want to know how these people figure some of this stuff out.
I don't know. You know what? If we take the scum off the kitchen counter, and
Jimmy licks counters and
he's still doing good.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes he drools and his eyes cross. But other than that, if you kick him in the shin, he'll come back.
He's got liver failure, but his pancreas is fine.
Snap right back. Just kick him in the shin.
I never seen him with a cold.
He
ain't got no measles.
Keep licking that counter, Jimmy. You do you, man.
He gets pink eye a lot.
Handkerchief in every pocket.
Why?
Why not pancreatic cancer?
One's for showing, one's for blowing. Yeah. According to science, dogs might not be judging human behavior. I didn't know that was something we were worried about.
I absolutely am not.
You don't wonder what Molly's thinking about you?
No. All she's thinking is, I love you. I love you.
Are you sure?
I love you. I love you. Pet me. Right. Pet me. Whatever you do, pet me now. Rub my belly. You are awake. Rub my belly.
I love you. Get up and eat a vegetable.
I do not judge you.
His masturbation technique is terrible. Oh,
that's what your cats were saying about you, Miles.
He thinks everyone's left the house. I'm not here.
Stepping on your iPad. Like, quit watching that filth, man. Come on. There have been babies born from the DNA of 3 people.
That is interesting.
That is interesting. They're looking into that.
But why?
I don't know.
Why would you want to do that?
We're just checking it out.
How many different people can you combine to make one baby? Are we trying to set a goal? Hey, we're up to 100.
I am the DNA of 100 people.
I mean, like, why? I don't get it.
You could make the perfect football player, man.
Ooh, there you go. Right. What if he doesn't want to play football?
I think we found out in a couple of years there's going to be an absolute unit getting pumped out.
Oh, yeah?
You think?
Well, there's an NFL lineman that just married Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's going to be a phenom.
Yeah, absolute unit.
God.
What if, like, I like chess?
That kid's going to thud on the ground when it's born.
Here I am.
Comes out the helmet on.
That's right.
Put me in, God. Like he's running out of the tunnel.
Brock Lesnar's WWE theme plays as he's falling out.
That's a guy's like a guard for the 49ers. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, you see that picture, just like, I mean, she's an Olympic record setting shot putter. It's just like, that kid's going to be strong.
Aaron Donald, hold my shoes.
Oh, damn.
Americans are still gaining weight in spite of burning more calories than ever. Wow.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's
Yay.
Not good.
No, it's not. That should be something that we look into. But we'll forget about it.
No, lick your countertops.
That's right. Just lick your countertops.
Like Jimmy.
Roll out a lot of stevia right there on the counter. A new study shows that dogs have distinct preferences about what's on TV.
Yeah, they sure. do. Certain dogs, I mean, dogs like watching television. Depends on the show. I had a cat that loved Bob's Burgers.
Nice.
One of the voices just intrigued Larry. I don't know which one it was, but he was just, I don't know if it was Eugene
Merriman.
Merriman. I don't know who it was, but somebody on there, like, she was mesmerized.
Okay.
Cat loved it. Well, he was.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
That's a great, you know, yeah. kitty cat TV show.
Oh, of course, yeah. Designed for cats.
That's right.
Designed for cats.
Am I a cat?
Yes. If you like Bob's Burgers, you are a cat.
You've got some cat tendencies, Ted.
You lick yourself all the time.
You do.
Yeah, time to clean.
Take naps on the couch.
Swat at people for no reason.
Drinking milk.
You purr when I scratch your back.
I do. That is very true. Most people don't know that.
And you poop in sand.
Right. Hey. You attack me when I scratch your tummy.
Every night around 1 a.m. I go,
You take a dump in the litter box as soon as I clean it. Dom. He does that. Every time I clean that doggone litter box. Every time.
But don't you like to poop in a fresh toilet?
Yes, but every time. I swear, he waits, dude. He holds it. He's like, I know he's about to do it soon. Or at least, maybe he forgot. Like, oh, that's right. I remember what I have to do.
If you're going to make the bed for me, I'm going to wait all day to do it to crawl in.
Oh, like, damn. A new study found that people are more willing to stick to their New Year's resolution goals if they actually enjoy the process, not just value the outcome.
No kidding! Really? People stick to doing things they like.
Yeah!
Huh. Maybe who would have thunk it?
Maybe do it in a way that
I
you
keep
enjoy.
Eating this ice cream. I think I like it.
I think I like it. Come on. This is good.
Right. He stopped eating his ice cream.
But what are those self-improvement goals?
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 or more daily goals for self-improvement in 2025. A little late in the year for this, don't you think there, Mikey?
Yeah.
I guess better late than never. Here's how I approach life in 2025. I say carpe diem. That's right, seize the day, you crazy SOB. Here's what works for me. I start the day at 4:15. I take a shot at Jack. I walk the dog, I smoke a cigarette, drink some coffee, lay down a heater, shower, another shot and I'm out the door. I can hear you judging and guess what? I give zero Fs. Positive Friday.
Thank you, VD.
Lay down a heater.
Damn, man. Personal development goal examples to go after in 2025. I'm doing this just because I want to see if anybody's actually still doing this kind of stuff.
All right.
Improving your time management. Has anybody improved their time management in here?
You know what? Actually, I have.
According to Indeed, making better use of your time can help you improve productivity, manage stress, and meet deadlines, all of which can improve your work performance. Yeah. I agree. I've also been really kind of hammering down my time.
Yeah. I'll put a lot more on my plate, so I decided, all right, you need to start working smarter.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, productivity for sure.
Mine's going to bed earlier, so I get more sleep. So I take the time that way. So at least my body can rest.
I like it.
Ted's like, no comment.
No. Stop procrastinating. According to research published in Frontiers, procrastination can lead to increased stress and unhealthy habits for managing stress. This is because procrastinators are more likely to exhibit avoidant behaviors as deadlines move closer.
It's because you're also stacking up things that need to be done.
I'm not procrastinating.
The pile's getting bigger.
Unless it's corporate stuff, I procrastinate. Honest to God, like if they're like, "Hey, do this training, do this thing," I'll get there, man.
Yeah.
Anything else? I know.
You finished your vibes, everybody?
No. Uh-huh. But anything?
They just closed my ticket again.
Oh, he already knew the answer.
Damn it, Steve.
Everything else, I don't. That stuff, I do. At least I'm honest about it.
I kind of have a limit as far as my pile goes.
All right.
I'll procrastinate a few things if I can afford for it to be procrastinated, if you get what I mean.
If you have other things to do. But isn't that kind of order of importance?
Absolutely.
I'm not procrastinating on that. There's just more important things that need to be done.
But there are certain things, you know, that I get a busy day in here. Like Fridays. Fridays are a very, very busy day for me, and I have a lot of stuff that I had to get done today. Hammer it down. I don't take near as many walks around the building as I normally do. Right, I get in here a little bit earlier. Yeah. Hammer it down. Working on time.
I would say with the time thing, I've been better about trying to own my time.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to rush. If I show up a little bit late, those people are going to be there.
There you go.
I don't have to go to everything.
There you go. Limit your social media usage. I'm not talking to YouTube.
Yeah. That one's tough.
I've found some success with basically leaving the work social media signed in on my phone because then I open it up. It's like, work. And then I'll go away from it.
Right.
The one still gets me is TikTok. I can watch videos for hours.
Yeah. I can still get stuck in X for a while. Just like,
what's the big story? Yeah. What's going on?
What's happening there? Practice some self-care.
Oh, yeah.
Make it a goal to create time to focus on yourself. Incorporate more self-care practices into your daily routine, such as mindful breathing, meditation, and journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings at the end of each day gives you an opportunity to self-reflect and identify areas of your life that you want to change.
I thought it was like popping blackheads.
Trim my toenail.
I should get that one. Hold on.
Hang on now.
I'm going to start that next week when I have more time.
We'll dig that out of there.
Just start working on your
What show. Is that anyway?
Goals for self-improvement. Are we still doing this here in July? Work on your public speaking skills.
Ooh.
All right.
We should probably do that.
We, you know what? I have a book that I should read.
I'm putting it off.
Yeah. Prioritize your physical health. Damn. I will say I've been working a lot more on that this year.
I can't say I don't neglect it any worse.
Okay.
Okay. The last 3.5 months, I've been really back on it.
Oh, yeah?
Same.
All right.
Yeah, just like taking time off from certain things, doing this.
Yeah, you have.
And then me and my buddy Rob, we're all about that zone two or morning walks. We get coffee.
Oh, boy.
You doing the Japanese walk?
The Japanese.
We walk fast for 3 minutes and walk slow for 3 minutes and walk fast for 3 minutes.
No, we just try to keep a pace to keep our heart rate in a certain zone.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been kind of hammering home the diet. I've been working out 4 days out of the week, and I've been doing pretty good. But then our buddy Chaz came in here with cookies that his wife made, and now I've completely been derailed.
Friday. Positive Friday.
I've been derailed.
Positive
man.
Friday.
Focusing on the present. Again, these are goals for self-improvement. Letting go of the past can help you overcome feelings of regret and shame that might continue to weigh you down.
Yep.
It also enables you to live in the present and enjoy what's going on around you.
That's like when I bumped that old lady and knocked her down the stairs yesterday. Like, by the time she hit the bottom stair, I was like, you know, I'm not worried about it.
No.
It's time for me to move on.
I'm living in the now.
And you screaming for help is disrupting that.
Call an ambulance.
God forbid.
I'm living in the present.
Yeah. Like, sturdy base, Grandma.
Yeah.
Maybe try it.
You're old enough to know that.
Do some squats. Get some actual, like,
yeah.
Engage your core. Right. And you wouldn't be down there at the bottom of the stairs.
Work on your mobility.
When I hit that little kid with the shopping cart, I'm like, I'm already done with this. Stop crying.
Work toward a better work-life balance. Having a better work-life balance comes with loads of benefits. It can help you pour yourself into your career without sacrificing time spent with loved ones. It enables you to work hard without burning yourself out.
You know what? I've really tried to do this year is work more to get away from my kids. And I'm telling you, the balance... The balance has been fantastic.
That's the whole thing with the Coldplay thing. That guy just
oh, he's didn't, coming up.
He didn't have enough balance.
That's right. That's all it is. Yes.
He didn't have to take his coworkers out. You know, but he was always working, Mike.
You know, I found that if you work extra hard and like try to do as much of your work as you can before, you know, at the beginning of the day, you can kind of spend the rest, either the back half of the day, just spending time with family and focusing on yourself and your home life. It really helps. Develop a growth mindset.
All right.
Having a growth
mindset. It's going to get bigger.
I swear.
Come on.
I swear, baby.
Today's the day.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Having a growth mindset means believing that success comes from constant self-development. You can achieve this by using the Kaizen method, which is a
goal. Kaizen!
Which is a goal.
Pookie!
We're back to Pookie. It's a goal attainment method for time management and boosting results to map out your action plan.
Okay. Hear that, Pookie? Map it out.
How big is it in your heaven, Miles?
Well, I mean, the Hulkster is—he's 12. I mean, me, Jimmy Montgomery, I'm 4.
Mike Montgomery. Boost your communication skills. Again, these are goals for.
Can you hear me now?
Hello,
I'm Pookie.
Yeah,
right.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
For what? What'd you do?
I met a
Russian dude that's married to a Ukrainian, and
all right.
They were trying to figure out something, and I don't know. Drunk Ted figured it out finally, and they were like, thank you. I was like, I got you.
Drunk okay. Ted. That's his alter ego when he's a superhero. Right now, he's just being Ted Smith.
Yeah. The way that you set that up, Ted, I thought that they were having a conflict.
I know.
And then your drunk ass walked up and said, have you thought of it this way? And then that was it.
She is an artist.
Okay.
Which she does not speak a lot of English.
All right.
She had on this white, like, long skirt. And she kept asking people for their mods. So finally I just said, hey, hang on, let's figure this out. But long story, she's an artist from Ukraine who wanted the Americans at this party to write American mottos on her dress as an art piece. Hmm. So when I connected it all together and went, and you want that on, they were like, yes!
I thought when you said she's wearing a white dress, you're like, oh, you should just shout that out. You're better. Just rub it out with cold water and baking soda.
Heroes die. Legends live forever.
That's right.
That's what I wrote. Okay. It's from The Sandlot.
Okay. Nothing from Platoon. One of your other uplifting movies.
Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
This one's from Schindler's List.
Oh, God.
And that'll leave you with this last goal for self-improvement. Building. Your emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is
I know exactly why I'm mad at you. Yes.
Emotional intelligence is a skill that can help you better understand your emotions and the emotions of others. It can improve your emotional regulation.
I understand your emotion. I just don't agree.
And self-awareness while also enabling you to interpret and respond well to the feeling of others. I will say that is one thing. The wife and I watch a lot of reality shows.
Yeah.
And you can see what a lack of emotional intelligence is. And I feel so much better.
Is
about
it kind of like read the room?
No, it's kind of like crying on your plants to save water.
It's just stupid is what it is. A man in Colorado went in for a routine eye surgery, but ended up dying on the table. Miles,
what in the hell happened there?
I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the band Coldplay.
Yeah!
All right. You probably already heard, but in case you hadn't, they were playing a show in Massachusetts on Wednesday night. And it turns out that if you go to a Coldplay concert, much like being at an NBA basketball game, they have a kiss cam. I don't know what the song is, but I guess they've been doing it the entire tour. Well, anyway, they did a kiss cam, and it showed a couple up on the Jumbotron, a man swaying with his arms around a woman. But right as they realized that they were on the Jumbotron, the dude ducks down as though you didn't see him there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the woman turns away. And then to make matters worse, Chris Martin, and the lead singer Coldplay, he's at the microphone. He even says, quote, oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay. Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy. Well, it was the former. And they just got outed for having an affair. The thing is, if the guy hadn't ducked down, the video would not have gone viral.
Correct.
But the video went viral. And like anything, the internet sleuths pieced it together. So the guy, his name is Andy Byron. He's the CEO of a tech company. And the woman he's with is a coworker at the company who works in HR. She's the, quote, chief people officer, which is not his wife.
She's doing a hell of a job.
Oh, yeah. So he's in a bit of trouble there.
And apparently Chris Martin, when another couple later got shown up, he said, are you a couple?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.